I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 17, 2026. The federal government has awarded a grant to a coal plant in Ohio that sends electricity to customers in Kentucky. As Curtis Tate reports, that plant loses money.
The U.S. Department of Energy awarded $175 million to seven coal plants in four states last week, including the Ohio Valley Electric Corporation plant in Cheshire, Ohio. The plant was built in 1955, and data show it is no longer profitable. Yet its owners, including Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities, continue to rely on its power. Seth Feaster, an energy analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, says the grant puts taxpayers on the hook for the plant.
And so it starts to raise the question of how much money has to be poured into these plants, these OVEC plants, in order to make them viable and competitive.
A story by the Appalachian Mid-South News Hub last year found that LG&E and KU customers paid for $167 million in OVEC losses from 2018 to 2024. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
LG&E and KU are financial supporters of WEKU. The Rowan County Board of Education has settled a lawsuit filed by a former student alleging sexual abuse by a teacher and coach. The $3 million settlement came after nearly 3 years in court. The suit named Rowan County Board of Education former Superintendent John Maxey, former principal Jordan Mann, and Andrew Zaharie, the teacher who engaged in inappropriate relationships with a girl at the school, as defendants. The Lexington Herald Leader reports this is believed to be the largest settlement in a case involving sexual abuse of a single victim in school history and in Kentucky history. Attorneys for the plaintiff, who remain listed as Jane Doe, say multiple reports were made to officials who they say turned a blind eye to the situation. Zaharie is currently serving a prison sentence connected to this case. Court documents filed in November say he repeatedly raped and sexually abused the girl on school grounds during her senior year. He was sentenced in 2024 to 22 years in prison for the production of child pornography. He's being held in federal prison in Michigan. A Lexington-based aerospace company is helping NASA run an experiment during its upcoming Artemis II space mission. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The agency is set to launch a crew of astronauts around the moon for the first time since the 1970s. Part of that mission involves the Avatar experiment, meant to see how the human body reacts to long periods in outer space. Lexington company Space Tango developed the hardware that will encase chips of each astronaut's bone marrow during the flight. President and co-founder Twyman Clement says it's the first time such an experiment will be run outside of low orbit, which means more radiation exposure.
When you go to the moon or you're going further out into the solar system, you don't have that protection. You're not getting that radiation protection.
Space Tango says the batteries attached to the cases will run for around 14 days, enough for the 10-day mission and post-flight recovery. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Residents in southeastern Kentucky are starting to see their water come back on. Many communities were without water for over a week due to the severe ice storm that left ice across much of Kentucky. Temperatures lingered below freezing for nearly 2 weeks. Joe Engel lives in Perry County and happens to be the county sheriff. He says many people in his community had to look for alternative sources for water during the freeze.
We've got a freshwater spring here in our community here on Lost Creek, and a lot of us go to that and we pack it and use water from our swimming pools from the summertime, and we use it to flush toilets and things like that.
Tony Eversole is the Hazard City manager. He says it was a problem throughout the whole region. He says there are some boil water advisories throughout the area, and people should check with their local utilities for the status of those advisories. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife has dismantled an alleged poaching ring involving six residents from Grayson and Hardin counties. An investigation by game wardens accused the men of illegally killing several hundred animals, including deer, turkey, foxes, and a domestic pet. During a traffic stop in 2024, wardens observed them using high-powered lights to illuminate fields from a vehicle along public roadways, a practice known as spotlighting. The search for the vehicle revealed multiple .22 caliber firearms, spotlighting equipment, and open alcoholic beverages. Further investigation uncovered a scheme to illegally take wildlife across Hardin and Grayson counties, resulting in 116 criminal charges. The six defendants from Litchfield and Elizabethtown face numerous charges, including the illegal taking of wildlife, hunting without permission, and animal cruelty. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhardt.